10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
If there's a goal that everyone remembers, it was back in 72. We all squeeze the stick and we all...
Hello and welcome to the second Goonblog, the podcast. Chris and I are broadcasting today live from the bustling metropolis of Acton, Massachusetts.
Goonblog HQ.
How you doing, guys?
Hello.
Hello. We're going to the Lowell Devils game tonight, and we're pretty excited about that. So I'm out here hanging out with Chris. We just had a buffalo chicken sandwich and a chicken pot pie.
Tasty.
Respectively.
The chicken pot pie wasn't that good.
Well, you know, you still want to visit the 99s in West Concord.
It's the all-new look, 99s, eh?
Yeah, and they kicked out all the drunken regulars, so now we're the only drunken regulars that are still allowed in there. I think that's how it's working.
Exactly.
Not it's sure.
Sure seemed that way.
It did seem a little quiet
there. We got a warm welcome, though.
Yeah, we did. We got some popcorn.
Yeah.
Some free popcorn.
Got a little popcorn. That's good stuff.
So we're gonna jump into some topics for today. We're going to keep you busy for about 15 minutes, then we're going to head off to the game. And so let's get it started. We asked this week for some listener, reader, viewer, / participation. And we got the best email we got was from a kid named Zach Grimmels. Is that his name?
Grimmels, yeah.
Grimmels.
Well, it's his real name is Grimm, but he goes by Grimmels.
Grimmels. And that's got to be hands down
totally.
the worst nickname we've ever heard.
Unacceptable.
So, unacceptable. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to rechristen Zach Grimm, the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper.
Which is what he should have been all along.
The Grim Reaper. He wrote to tell us that he's a high school kid, and in the spirit of Bob Probert and Stalker, PJ Stock, and Brendan Walsh, he likes to chuck him up there in his house league. So we can't have a guy of that ilk going by Grimmels. So
yeah, it's just not very masculine.
It's wrong. So he's the Grim Reaper.
He's the Grim Reaper now. So you can thank us for that, Zach.
The Grim Reaper. My brother met the Grim Reaper once, by the way. Stu,
really?
The original Stu Grimson said he was.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he met him in New York one time, and said he was absolutely afeared for his life. The guy was an absolute just like wicked scary looking guy and all that. So, but turned out to be a decent kid, I guess. So.
Yeah. Oh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah. Hello.
That's fun. Maybe it's a call. Maybe it's a Goonblog caller.
Well, do we have to remind people to keep the context within the boundaries of good taste?
No, we don't.
Okay.
In fact, I'll answer that later. okay, so let's. So that's Grimmels, the Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
You're welcome. let's talk about LaRock.
Yes, George LaRock. Saw him the other night. First time I got to see him in a Phoenix uniform, it's weird. I mean, he's just one of those guys you associate with the Edmonton Oilers, you know?
Yeah.
Just one of those guys where you hear the name and you can see him in a uniform. But he's definitely brought some team toughness to Phoenix, which is what Gretz was looking for out there. So they played, Columbus the other night and killed him. A lot of pushing and shoving between he and Jody Shelley. And they never fought, but they were close a couple times. And the fans,
what was with all the chanting?
Yeah, the Columbus faithful were chanting for, I think it was like under a minute left, and they start going Shelley, Shelley. So they definitely wanted to see Shelley and LaRock go at it. So it was a pretty physical game. Hopefully, I mean Shelley can chuck him too. So hopefully he and LaRock can hook it up later.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to.
Yeah, Shelley absolutely killed Hal Gill last year, or 2 years ago,
yep.
Whenever it was. But Gill had no business dropping the mitts with Jody Shelley, that's for sure.
Let's talk about the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, that was another game that I caught last week. And, you know, that's how both teams kicked off their season. Calgary and the Oil getting after it. And, you know, people around here are always talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox as being the big rivalry. And back in the heyday, it was the Bruins and Montreal.
Yep.
And I still say, for my money, there's no rivalry like Calgary and Edmonton. Like, those teams they hate each other. And the fans are riled up, and it's cool every time they play. It's definitely alive and well out there, so.
So So there you go.
So there you have it.
There you have it. So what? Let's go. Let's talk about how the Bruins are doing. You know, we're based in Boston.
Well, you know, I like as my new motto. I'll throw them with Billy Guerin anytime. So they're off to a real bad start. They're 1-2-1 right now, and
yeah.
You know, I think it's just a question of them gelling. They need to start playing together as a unit. They need to start playing 60 minutes of hockey as opposed to 55 minutes or 43 minutes or whatever. I think Kessel, once he finds the back of the net, is going to be an absolute force to be reckoned with. He made a couple of NHL moves the other night. That you just can't teach that and coach it. Kid's only 19. He's got NHL tools already, so... you can't be losing games like they lost to the other night against St. Louis. I mean, when you're up 2-0 on a team of St. Louis's caliber, they're not that good. You got to put them away. So, I don't know. It should be. I think that they're going to be a second half team. But that fight that Hogan and Guerin had,
yeah,
that was a pretty good tilt. I think Guerin controlled the early part of the fight, but Hogan really came back there at the end. So, I'd call a fight a draw. It was nice to see a fight, though. That's for sure. So. I thought the linesman got in there a little early, too. I don't think the boys were done throwing him, so looked like friggin' Kevin Collins all over again. So I thought he had retired, but I guess not.
I wondered what you were thinking about the Hurricanes start, because obviously that's got to come up at some point.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of their games so far, and they're just... I don't know what's going on. I think there's a lot of new faces in that dressing room. Maybe it's a case where they just need to gel. But they finally broke through in the win column last night, although they blew a 3-goal lead to do it. They scored with 0.5 seconds left to win the game. So, but again, they blew a 3-goal lead. They have no team toughness. I know that both Stephen Pete and Jesse Bolarice are waiting in the wings down in Albany. But from what I understand, neither one of those guys are ready to go right now. Pete's got some quote-unquote groin injury that's been lingering forever that some people have started to question whether it's his head or his groin.
I don't like groin injuries.
No, I don't either.
And
no.
I certainly don't like it when they linger.
Exactly. There's
you know
nothing.
What I mean?
There's a groin injury, and then there's a lingering groin injury.
There's a lingering groin injury.
Bad news,
a
Bears.
Gringling.
A gringling. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they need some team toughness, and maybe this will be the way they can break through. So, who knows?
Good. Well, we're off to the Lowell Devils game tonight. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's the second time we'll get to see them. They're playing Hartford, which is a pretty tough team. They got Diesel Dale Purinton on the Hartford side of things, and David Lifeton can chuck them. Junior Lessard is never afraid to throw them. So even Craig Weller can throw a little bit. So they're a pretty tough team. Hopefully it's Pierre-Luc Letourneau, LeBlond, sorry, tweener. That's my fault. A lot of paint chip. Hopefully he gets in the lineup tonight. He seems pretty willing. He's got the Dave Killer Carlson attitude. His attitude's right. So hopefully he's in the lineup, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll touch back on that when we do our next podcast, and we'll probably write about it this week.
Yeah, definitely.
We might have some photos to accompany it, so it'll be a good time. So,
yeah, cool.
I got to tell you, Chris, I haven't been to your apartment in a while.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, there's lots of pictures of you and your girlfriend everywhere.
I know, she's like a wicked photog, man. What are those paparazzis? She's like, I come to the door, I got to put my face... I got a Sean Penn, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Sean Penner. I got
to take her friggin' camera and throw it on the ground. Don't you know who I am? So, it gets out of hand sometimes.
What's the deal with this scooter I heard you got?
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you that?
No, you didn't.
No,
I heard about it from Tom Bino.
Yeah, I got a scooter and, I got it in July. July 11th, I got it.
Yeah?
And, it's awesome, dude. I always wanted one.
Well, how's it working? Do you take it to work? Or,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
How long does it take you to get to work on a scooter?
40 minutes. It's awesome.
You know what the worst part about having a scooter is?
What's that?
Telling your parents you're gay.
You know, I knew that was coming, too.
Oh, you knew I was setting you up.
Completely. I'm like, oh, what's this one?
Oh, boy. All right, well, listen, we're going to wrap it up here, kids.
I have to go apparently tell my parents I'm gay.
Go tell your parents you're gay. I will, we'll check back in with you next week regarding tonight's game. And we're going to keep the podcast going. So tune in again real soon, and we'll see you then.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Peace out.
Peace out.